The Newcastle Camp Meeting. While still in Brisbane, near the close of the second week of meetings, a letter was received from A.G. Daniels setting forth the opportunities and needs of such cities as Newcastle and Maitland, cities within 20 or 30 miles from Currambong. In 8 weeks, a thrust begun in Newcastle would be tapered off, and Ellen White saw it as a time to see who can be brought to stand with us in obedience to the Sabbath. As she and W.C. White considered the matter, they were impressed that they should fit in a camp meeting in December just before the meeting in Melbourne appointed for January. Others concurred. Newcastle was a seaport in a coal mining district about 20 miles from Currambong. Ellen White states, "We thought we could plant the banner of truth here, and a church be raised up, as in Stanmore. It would be a special strength to Currambong, for Newcastle is our nearest place of trade, and it is a matter of importance to us to see a company raised up here." The large tent used for the meetings in Brisbane was needed in Melbourne, so a new tent was hired for the Newcastle meeting. The rental was £15, with the option to purchase it if money could be raised to meet the price. Ellen White described it as a very large tent, the largest we have ever had the privilege of speaking under. It has proved to be the most substantial tent we have ever seen. In his report of the camp meeting, G. B. Starr spoke of it as the largest pavilion yet used by our people in these colonies, UCR, January 15, 1899. For several months Herbert Lacey had been holding evangelistic meetings in the city. Reading matter had been circulated freely, and the place had been well canvassed with books. The time was ripe for reaping the harvest. The working force in the conference thought of this camp meeting as the smallest of the season held in the Australian colonies, just a little one, tucked in between the Queensland and Victorian meetings, UCR, January 15, 1899. W. C. White wrote that when this meeting was appointed, "We thought that we might gather about 100 of our own people in a modest attendance from the city, 12 WCW, p. 402. But to the surprise of everyone, when the meeting opened on Thursday night, December 22nd, there were 1,000 people present. Ellen White drove over from Currambong with Sarah McIntyre for on Friday, a hot and oppressive day. From a conference of 400 members, 200 were there at the camp meeting. New South Wales had suffered a long and severe drought, but the first weekend of the camp meeting this was broken by strong winds and heavy rains, beginning Friday night. Ellen White describes the storm.